With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. If you wanted to buy a car, say a Ford Focus, which is made in Michigan, you could go to an auto dealer. But even if you went to the Ford assembly plant, you couldn't buy a Focus directly from Ford. It's illegal for vehicle manufacturers to sell to consumers in the state. That's causing trouble for popular electric car maker Tesla and a small startup in Kalamazoo. WMUK's Rebecca Thiel has more.
Fido Motor Company in Kalamazoo makes simple, easy-to-use electric scooters. President Jeb Gass says when he worked for another company that sold scooters, he got frustrated having to rely on dealers for something like changing a flat tire.
The dealers want to talk you into actually buying a new $120 tire on top of the tow truck and on top of the labor fee. So Fido, one wrench, the user himself, can put in a $7 inner tube and be done with it.
Gast wanted charging the battery to be easy, too.
The battery comes out with a suitcase, so you can actually take this inside and charge it in your apartment.
Fido Motor sells one scooter that goes 35 miles per hour and another that can go 45. State law says Fido can sell the slower one directly to customers, no problem. But a 45-mile-an-hour bike is considered a motorcycle, and motorcycles have to be sold through dealers. Here's Gast again.
My favorite's the Faster. I don't find it that fun going 30 on a 45-mile-an-hour street.
Fido can only legally sell 5 of those Faster scooters every 12 months, but they're planning to produce much more than that. Fido's Chris Broadbent says the law could keep the company from growing. He says part of their business is interacting personally with the customer.
And that barrier would be great to have removed so we could start to build those relationships.
Auto manufacturer Tesla would also like to see the ban on direct sales lifted. The company is currently in a lawsuit with the state over its inability to sell in Michigan. Jarrett Skorup is with the free market think tank, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He says this ban doesn't make any sense. Skorup says there's no evidence that buying a car or motorcycle through a dealer is cheaper, and Michigan doesn't ban direct sales on any other products.
I mean, if I want to go and get an iPhone, I can directly order it off a website. I could go in and get it from a store, or I could go directly to an Apple store and get it. So I have lots of options, and we just think the market does a good job, the best job of sorting out how people want to pay for things.
But Terry Burns, executive vice president of the Michigan Automobile Dealers Association, says you can't really compare something like a car to an iPhone. He says it's a much more important purchase.
The vehicles we're talking about are some of the most expensive purchases customers make. They need to be in the safe working order.
Burns says dealers have the customer's best interests in mind because they're independent from manufacturers.
It's not an 800 number somewhere in a foreign country or in another city that you're calling trying to get your car repaired. It's right there with the people that live, work, and play in your own neighborhood.
One of those local vehicle dealers is David Reynolds. He owns Lifecycle Motorcycles in Kalamazoo, likely Fido Motors' only competition in town. It sells an electric motorcycle made by a company called Zero out of California. Reynolds says one advantage to dealerships is that customers can try out a bike before they buy it. But he says he doesn't mind if companies like Fido sell direct.
Seems to be the wave of the future. In my opinion, the model of the big auto dealerships is probably winding down, and probably in 20 years you won't see what we have now.
People who support direct sales say allowing these companies to sell in Michigan could generate tax dollars. Jeff Timmer is the spokesperson for the Michigan Freedom to Buy Coalition, a group that wants to allow car and motorcycle companies to make direct sales in Michigan. He says Michiganders have already pre-ordered thousands of Tesla's new Model 3.
They have to buy them elsewhere, and Michigan is losing out on huge amounts of sales tax revenue, millions of dollars every year in sales tax revenue that the state is not getting. And that would seem a desirable incentive to try to fix.
Meanwhile, companies like Tesla are trying to find ways around the law. According to the Michigan Secretary of State's office, manufacturers can't sell vehicles, but they can put them on display in what's often called a gallery. Last year, Fido Motors opened up a coffee shop in part of its building. Fido's Crystal Gas says it just happens to have one of Fido's scooters hanging on the wall.
We've got plans to expand it a little more in order to include the required elements of a dealership, including like showroom space and office furniture.
But unless the law changes, neither Fido Motors nor Tesla will be able to sell more than a handful of vehicles to customers in Michigan. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.